a racist graveyard in Georgia?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the powerful book against racism called Darwin's Plantation, Evolution's Racist Roots.
I once had a rather sobering experience when I was speaking at a country church in Georgia on the topic of the origin of races. I asked someone about the graveyard beside the church, and I was told that many black slaves were buried there. It was easy to see their graves because they were just marked with simple stones. You see, slaves weren't allowed to have monuments like the people they worked for. I must admit, it's hard to understand how such racism permeated a land that's probably been the greatest Christian nation on earth. I wondered what the people buried there would have thought of my lecture. I explained there's only one race biologically, and there's only one skin color, shades of brown. Many people thanked me for putting them on the right path about the race issue. You know, although racism existed before Darwin, people need to see that evolutionary ideas about races have justified all kinds of prejudice. But the Bible teaches the correct history about human origins and is confirmed by science, and thus has answers to racism.
Ken Ham has a great DVD that shows how the Bible explains the origin of all people groups. It's not only a great resource to help combat racism, but it's also an effective evangelistic tool. Today's the last day we're offering it. For your donation of any amount, call our nonprofit ministry right now at 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web, answersoffer.org.